call the Sullivan County Infrastructure Local Development Corp meeting to order and ask Julio to do a roll call, please.
Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin is present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel is present. Mr. Sykes is absent. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther is present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present. Mr. Fleischman?
Here.
Mr. Fleischman is present. And Mr. Brooks?
Present.
Mr. Brooks is present. Thank you.
Okay. And in your packet, we had minutes for this meeting as well. If everyone had a chance to look at those, can I have a motion to approve the minutes, please?
So moved, Paul.
Paul? Give a second. Howard, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the minutes are approved. Bills and communications, what do we have here? Let's see.
We have two only, and for the new members, the Muni Cap, you'll see them on the infrastructure LDC often. They're the administrator of the five special districts that service the former Concord Hotel. In other words, the Adelar Water, Sewer, Drainage, Lighting, and Road districts. And it is a pass-through. We pay them, but then we are reimbursed by the districts.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Otherwise, I'll look for a motion to approve the scheduled payments. Motion, please. Carol?
So moved. Second.
All second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Payments are approved. Now into new business, we have the same order of business, which is to approve the slate of officers and committee members, which are identical to those we've already voted on in the last two meetings. Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll approve. So moved, Paul.
Thank you, Howard. Paul, second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, congratulations, everyone. We also need to review the governance committee policy. Now, there's been just a slight edit. Jen, you want to just explain that?
Sure.
It's in your packet.
The governance committees of all three agencies met in December and recommended one small change, and the IDA and funding court boards have already met and adopted that change to the policies. The policies of the three agencies are identical. But the infrastructure LDC has not yet met and adopted that change. So the change is on the first page of the policy near the bottom of the page. There's a line to be struck, which indicates that the committee shall be composed of two independent members. The public authorities law requires that the committee be comprised of three members. So we're just striking that so that we're neither at odds with nor redundant to what's in state law.
Very good. Does anyone have any questions on that amendment? And if not, okay, can I have a motion to approve the amended governance committee policy?
So moved, Paul.
Paul?
Second.
Second, Scott. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next item of business is the board self-evaluation, like we just did in the last meeting. So if everyone's had a chance to look at this, can I have a motion to approve the evaluation of board performance? Howard moved it.
Second, Paul.
Second, Paul. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion approved, motion carries. So we've now completed that. And the last matter is, at this point, I guess we can just adjourn, right, Walter? There's nothing else, any other
correct
new business before this? Okay, so I have a motion to adjourn the local development court meeting.
So moved.
Okay. Paul, second. Scott, second. Thank you, everyone. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.